1 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they might be won over without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your respectful and holy behavior. Do not let your beauty be something outward, such as braided hair or wearing gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, let your beauty be the hidden person of your heart, the lasting beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in God's sight. In fact, this is also how the holy women of the past, who put their hope in God, made themselves beautiful. They were submissive to their own husbands, just as Sarah obeyed Abraham and called him Lord. You are her daughters if you do what is good, and do not fear anything that is intimidating. Husbands, in the same way, continue to live with your wives with the knowledge that, as the wife, she is the weaker vessel. Also continue to accord them honor as fellow heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered. Finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. Show sympathy, brotherly love, compassion, and humility. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. Instead, speak a blessing, because you were called for the purpose of inheriting a blessing. Indeed, let the one who wants to love life and to see good days keep his tongue from evil and his lips from saying anything deceitful. Let him turn from evil and do what is good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their requests. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.